he said he caught
irrelevant. We have started. We have started this year. And since Reb Zev is here, that concludes Daf Chaf Amud Al. Okay, here we go. We're on the bottom of Yotes Amud Beis. And because Reb Moshe missed last time, we wanted to start at a place where he can definitely pick up and start. This sugya is going to be is essentially a brand new sugya, even though it's still the same inyan of Malay and Chaser months. Okay, it's not an overly difficult piece, but since we're doing the whole daf, it's going to be a little bit longer today. Here we go. Daf Yotes Amud Beis. We're on five lines from the end. Shalchu Lei Lamar Ukva. They sent to Mar Ukva. You got it, Moshe. Five lines up.
So it should be, you know, you don't get a period in you. You don't do periods, do you? No, you guys don't do periods. So that's the problem with this.
Shal Chulei Lamar Ukva, you got it?
I made a mistake. I thought we ended up Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi. Okay.
Are you gonna be able to start with me today? You're gonna
be able to it's
not five lines.
I didn't hazard this.
Right. It's okay, it's a brand new sugya. So you can chazer that along with this.
We'll do it.
I'm sorry. I want you to
profusely say you're sorry. Just, and it won't happen again.
Just let me know when you guys are ready, and then we can go.
For the MP3, I am very, very, very sorry.
Let's go, come on.
Oh, by the way, speaking of MP3,
all right.
I tried to listen to the last year, and the link doesn't work.
No.
It looks to me like I tried to.
Not about the last year, but about many. I stopped listening to your links because I wasn't able to download it.
No, I'll tell you something. I did some QA on this.
What?
The MP4 files, the links don't work. MP3s.
Yeah, we had this talk.
The MP4.
But the last year was an MP3, was it not?
It listed as MP4.
Oh, okay, fine. No, we had this discussion, and it's my fault. Okay. I have to convert it. That's why I keep forgetting to convert the MP4 to MP3 and then downloading.
We forgive you.
I appreciate it. Shkoyach. Shal chulei lamar ukva. I'm gonna make the adjustment. Bli neder. Okay, because I'm not going to make the adjustment.
A prior period adjustment.
Yeah, exactly. This is a okay, whatever. That's an accounting joke. Shal chulei lamar ukva. They sent to mar ukva the following: Adar hasamach leNisan. Whenever Adar comes out next to Nisan, that means in a regular year where it's just an Adar, there's only one Adar. So then chaser. It's always going to be a 29-day month. But if we have an other Shani, then other Shani is going to be a 29-day month because the other Shani is next to Nisan. Whatever other comes next to Nisan is always going to be Chaser. This is what was sent to Mar Ukva.
Like
now the Gemara is going to chant what?
Just like nowadays.
Just like nowadays. Right, learn the rest of the Gemara. But the Gemara is going to challenge this. Is going to first challenge it, and then the Gemara is going to try to offer a support
because
to it.
Nisan is always a one-day Rosh Chodesh.
Right. Well, that's why. That's the result of it.
Right. As a result of that, Nisan is a one-day. Right. Exactly. But anyway, must have.
Very strange.
I haven't even learned it.
It's a very hard Gemara. It's very long.
Like,
and
we learned about like the Abim and the Shluchim, right? But then we're seeing all these months where they actually make adjustments, even though the Levana, like the Moab came at a certain time.
What?
He's complaining to me before you even started about this. It's going to be very complicated.
It's very complicated how you work out.
This Amud is going to be very complicated. Let's just do it and then worry about it.
Let's do it and then let's think about it. We'll think about it afterwards. Could be, maybe.
Because it's something we've been doing.
All right.
Give it a chance.
All right. I hear your question. I want to address it afterwards. All right. Bring it up afterwards again. It's always going to be chaser. Masav Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked a question on this because the Mishnah says in Chaf Aleph, which we're going to get to in 3 weeks, Al Shnei Chadosh Mechalinis HaShabbos. There are 2 months in which Eidim who are coming to testify about the new month can be Mechal Shabbos. Al Nisan Ve'al Tishrei. They can be Mechal Al Nisan because of Tishrei, as we'll see in the Mishnah, because Nisan and Tishrei were the major months. That's when you have the major Moadim. So, for those 2 months, we allow the Edim to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, says the Gemara, E Amar Bishlama Zimnin Malay Zimnin Chaser. If you're going to tell me that sometimes Nisan comes out Malay and sometimes it comes out to Chaser, sometimes Adar is a 29-day month and sometimes it's a 30-day month and we don't know, so then Mishum Hachim Mechal Alinan. Then it makes sense why we have Edim being Mechal Shabbos, because we don't know when the new month is going to be, so we need Edim. But if you're going to tell me that it's always chaser and Nisan is other is always a 29-day month, so then am I mechal alinan? Why would we have to have Edim mechal Shabbos if we already know the result? We already know that it's going to come out being a chaser month. Why have Edim be mechal Shabbos for such a zach? So says the Gemara, Mishum. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why we would do that. It's not a good kasha. It's not a good kasha that you're asking on this whole thing about Marukva, trying to say that it must be that it's sometimes Mali, sometimes Chaser. So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. We would still have the Eidim Mechal Shabbos, even though we knew it was a Chaser month. Why? Mishum de mitzvah l'kadosh al piyari'iyah. This is an opinion of the Gemara that says there's a specific mitzvah to be mekadesh al piyari'iyah, meaning there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have Edim come into court and for the bezdin to say, based on the Edim, mekudesh, mekudesh.
And that mitzvah's docha Shabbos.
I guess it's an essay d'chalosase. You have to say that. The losase of Shabbos is being nidche mipnei the mitzvah d'oraisa of mekadesh al piyari'iyah. If you look at Rashi, the Ramaskal al hari'iyah, Rashi says, al hari'iyah al pi edim, dechsiv, as the pasuk says, is the makor for how we know there's a mitzvah. Hachodesh hazel lachem rosh chadashim. So, what?
I was writing something. Where are you?
We're on the second line in Rashi, the Ramaskal
al hari'iyah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, it says, al pi edim. Al pi edim dechsiv, as it says, hachodesh hazel lachem rosh chadashim. What does it say, hachodesh hazel? Kazeh ra'eh v'kadesh. When Hashem is like pointing to the moon and saying, I want you to be mekadesh this. I want you to actually look at the moon and look at it and say, based on this moon, we are being mekadesh l'chodesh. So that's the mitzvah d'araisa. And like you're saying, Zev, it must be, you have to say that it's an esed d'chalosase situation.
Why not these 2 months? Why not all 12 months?
What?
Well, 12 months, it should be Dafa Shabbos.
Oh, so the Gemara on Daf Chafalov is going to bring this up.
Obviously. Yeah. It's a good question. Obviously.
I don't think the whole thing is a good idea.
What?
I don't think being Mechal Shabbos is a good idea.
No, you don't think you should do it?
Too much. It's the mitzvah. So why is the mitzvah?
Shouldn't do it.
Except for poor
heaven. Uh-huh. You shouldn't do it.
No.
Okay. All right.
And you don't have to know, because you know, if you know the days of the month of Nisan, of Adar, you definitely know first that it's going to be
Yom Tov. Right. Gemara here is saying that if we vaday know, we're still going to be Mechal Shabbos. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush in a Hanami. It is a Chiddush. Cross it off.
Yeah.
Strike that one on the record.
This is Reform.
Isn't there a sport to say that maybe it'll become light in the eye to be in another? They didn't permit it during these times of Nisan and Tishrei, but maybe light in the eyes, the mitzvah of being an aid.
And Bim is being an aid. So, according to that Svara, okay, let's go work with that Svara. According to that Svara, why would I not say the other months also? We should say, you should be.
Nisan and Tishrei are
the cornerstones of the Jewish holidays.
No, because one is the Chodesh for the years, one's Chodesh for the months. Wow. So you have two different years.
You got 2.5 hours.
Yeah, 2 weeks. You have Rosh Hashanah, and you have Nisan. Without these two, you don't know when the other's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
All the soldiers.
If they're making other when in a year where the moon actually came a day later, then they're having Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, but yet they might not have seen the moon yet. So how is this mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh actually happening?
Excellent. Excellent question. That's going to be the basis of the Gemara that we're going to be learning today.
Okay?
It's an excellent question.
We talked about
this. It's an excellent question.
Well, we talked about related questions, but not that exact question.
That's a good question. The Gemara is going to bring it up down here. It's a very good question. Okay. Very good. So, mitzvah in the Kaddish HaPiyari'iyah. Fine. So that was one kasha that we had on this whole thing about other being fixed, and the Gemara answered it. Now the Gemara is going to attempt a raya for that opinion, that other is always fixed to be 29 days. Igada Amri. There are those that say, Amr of Nachman, af ananami tnina. We even have a Mishnah to prove that this whole statement of other being always chaser is true. And what is that proof? The proof is from the same Mishnah. Why? There are 2 months in which we are Mechal Shabbos, that the Eidim could be Mechal Shabbos to bring in the new month. Al Nisan Val Tishrei. On Nisan and on Tishrei. So now the Gemara analyzes this Mishnah, and it's going to bring an attempted Raya based on this Mishnah. Amar Bishla La Olam Chaser. If you're going to tell me it makes sense that it's always Chaser, if other is always a Chaser month, so Mishum Hachi Mechalalinan, why would we be Mechalel Shabbos? The mitzvah to Kaddish al Re'iyah. Because there's a mitzvah to be Kaddish al Re'iyah, like we just said. So if you're going to say that La'olam other is La'olam Chaser, so then I understand why we're doing this Chilul Shabbos, because we need to be Mekayim the mitzvah of being Mekadosh al Piyariya. But Ela'iya mart zimnan mole zimnan chaser. But if you're going to tell me that sometimes other can be a 29-day month, and sometimes we can push it up to a 30-day month, we have the option. If you're going to tell me we have the option, amai mechal alinon. Why should we tell Aiden to be mechal al Shabbos? Niabre, let us make it an uber chodesh. Let's make it a 30-day month of Adar. Ne'abre ha'idna, let's just push off, if Shabbos comes out on day 30, let's just push it off a day, v'nekatzer l'machar, and we'll make tomorrow Mekudesh, because we have the option of making other Malei or Chaser, so we could have it if it comes out, that day 30 comes out on Shabbos, push it off until day 31. So if you're going to tell me that sometimes other is Malei and sometimes it's Chaser, so then it doesn't make sense, why should we be Mechal Shabbos for this? Just push it off to the next day, because we have that option. But if you're going to tell me that other is always Chaser, we have to do it on day 30. We have no choice. So since we have to do it on day 30, in order to be Mekayim in the midst of being Mekadosh Al Pi Ariyah, we'll make the Eidim be Mechal Shabbos. It makes good sense. So says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that it's sometimes Mali, sometimes Chaser, it shouldn't make sense as to why we're Mechal Shabbos today on day 30. So the Gemara answers, You're not bringing a good raya. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why you're not bringing a good raya. Because the Gemara says, Eid ikla yom shloshim b'shabbos hachanami. Yeah, you're right. If day 30 of the month falls out on Shabbos, then you're absolutely right. The point you're making is a great point. But hacha b'mayaskina, what that mission is talking about on Daf Chaf Aleph, where we're mechalo Shabbos, that's where the ikla yom shloshim ve'echad b'shabbos. That's when day 31 came out on Shabbos. That's why they had to be Mechal Shabbos. They had to be Mechal Shabbos because it was day 31. And if they wouldn't have been Mechal Shabbos on day 31, they would never have had the opportunity to be Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Ariyah, because you can't push it off to day 32. There's no option of day 32. There's never a 31-day month. So therefore, that Mishnah could very well be talking about a case where day 31 fell out on Shabbos, and that's why we're Mechal Shabbos. You're looking at me like I have two hands on my
shoulder. It's not you. It's this Gemara. You're explaining it fine.
It's very confusing.
Uh-huh, but what?
This whole Gemara. This whole
very hard Gemara. Yeah. This
hold
is a hard Gemara.
Hold on, let him go through.
This on in Tishrei. I mean, what if this happened in Nisan and Tishrei to have this discussion and not other months?
Really,
that David, this came out on
we are Mechal
Shabbos.
We're being Mechal Shabbos on Nisan and Tishrei specifically because the Mawadim, the holidays fall out on Nisan and Tishrei, so it's very important for us to know
exactly. You have
exactly,
to know exactly when it is.
Exactly when the new month is. It's extremely important. In Shvat, who really cares? So you want to have I don't care if I have my carob.
We just said
this. I gotta have my dates. Why do I care about Shvat? I got a teves. I mean, the teves is it really that significant?
But we just said that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to cite the ruler.
Yes, there is. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to cite.
And if you didn't cite it on day 30, that was Friday for teves, and day 31, you are going to see the ruler. Don't you need the Eidim to be Mechal El Shabbos to see the ruler?
Okay.
Eidim. Let's wait.
Eidim to be Mekadesh Lechodesh is a mitzvah, but it is not le'ikuvah, which means it is not necessary in order to make a new month.
It's not necessary. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that we want to be mekayim, and it's and to be to do it optimally to make sure that everybody knows when the new month is. We have them do it. We have them docha Shabbos on Nisan and Tishrei. Why we don't do it the rest of the months is because it's not, since being Makadish, the Levana al Pi Ra'iya is not the Ikuva, it's not necessary. The only reason we would really need it is because it's not practically necessary. We can have a new month without the Eidim coming. We're not going to have them be Mechalo Shabbos without, for no cause. For just the mitzvah alone, it's not worth it. The Mishnah feels.
Go on, no.
We'll have to see in the Mishnah Chaf Aleph exactly why this is. You know, like, we'll have to narrow down exactly why we're willing to be Docha Shabbos in, you know, if we're saying simply Esed Docha Lo Sase, like I tried to explain to Zev, if it's an assay of being Makadish Al Pi Ra'iya, there's a Lo Sase of Shabbos, so then why don't we save for the rest of the months? Even though, like you're saying, who really cares if there's any other holiday in any, like, it's a mitzvah and it's Docha Shabbos, so what's the big deal? We'll have to see. It's a little bit of a tzarafin, you know. Like Lamaisa, if the Torah is allowing me to be Docha Shabbos for Mekadosh Al Pi Ra'iya, then why not do it across the board? And if it doesn't allow me, then why even allow it on Nisan and Tishrei? It seems like it's
right. Isn't it confusing to the Am Haaretz?
Well, it's confusing to you.
It doesn't go to school anywhere.
Is it not confusing to you? Would you consider yourself an Am Haaretz?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Like, you're asking a good question.
Because I'm somebody who tries not to be, but
there's also really a stronger
so
question.
That I don't know.
What's the stronger question?
The stronger question is that this whole idea of Eidim is by Bezdin.
It's going to be okay. Though.
What?
Bezdin okay. Determines.
Right? Yes, Bezdin does determine.
So you would say the whole thing is the Rabbanim. I mean, it's the Uraisha.
What do you mean the whole thing is the Rabbanim?
Where's the source that the Eidim is the Uraisha?
I want you to see it, and I want you to be Mekadesh.
So that's talking about Nisan.
That's talking about.
But the general mitzvah.
That's a general mitzvah, Mekadesh Al Pi Ra'iya. The pasuk is talking about Chodesh Nisan. You're right, but it's a general mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. All right, you're asking a good question. I don't have a teiros for you right now. You're asking a good question. It's not. Yeah, we're going to go forward because
we don't do Kislev and Adar Docha Shabbos.
What Eidim?
There's no Moadin in those months.
He's saying, but for Purim, it's not enough. Is what he's saying. For Purim and Chanukah, it's not enough.
What about Sivan?
The Rabbuni.
What?
Sivan,
we don't need. Why don't we need? Because Sivan is not determined based on
50 days. From
correct.
Pesach.
It's 50 days from Pesach, not determined based on the Kiddush Hakodesh. Okay. You're asking a good question.
Okay.
All right. I am not.
Because we do send shluchim on those 2 months. We've said that already.
Correct. Correct. This is all brought out in the Mishnah and Chaf Aleph, and I don't want to minimize or trivialize your question, but we're gonna move on.
But you will.
I don't, what?
Sure, but wait.
But I will minimize and trivialize your question
wait
to the best of my ability.
Okay, go.
All right, here we go.
Masiv Rav Kahana.
Okay, thank you for keeping me on track. Masiv Rav Kahana. Now Rav Kahana is going to ask a question on this whole principle that we want to say that perhaps it is. You have it. Yeah, you have on this whole premise that maybe other is always a chaser. He's going to ask a question. Very simply, Masiv Rav Kahana. Kesha Hamikdash Kayam. The Mishnah says on Daf Chafal from the Beis. Also, this is the same Mishnah. The very end of the Mishnah says when the Beis Hamikdash was around, Mechallin Afal Chulan. We were Mechallel Shabbos on every single month. Why? Mipnei Takanos HaKorban. Because of the Korban. Because we brought a Korban on Rosh Chodesh. We needed to know exactly when the Chodesh was Mekudosh. And therefore, since we brought a Korban on the day of Rosh Chodesh, we needed to be sure what day was Mekudosh. So we brought the Eidim in, and they were Mechallel Shabbos no matter what. Why were they Mechallel Shabbos every single month? Because of Takanas HaKorban. Because of the Korban. Not because there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Al Pi Ra'iya. Notice.
Which Korban was Korban Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, the Korban was Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, yeah.
We needed to know when Rosh Chodesh was, so we'd been the Korban.
Was there a Rosh Chodesh Korban on Rosh Hashanah?
There was, yes, there was.
Milvad Olas
Milvad, very good. And this is why I brought in a Baal Torah for the Shir.
What did you say?
Specifically for times like this.
Pasuk says exactly that question. The answer to this question.
Milvad Olas HaKodesh. Milvad.
Is this Rosh Hashanah Karbanos in addition to the Rosh Chodesh Karbanos?
Correct. In addition to the Rosh Chodesh Karbanos, which are standard for Rosh Chodesh, there was also Rosh Hashanah Karbanos. But yes, to answer your question, yes, there was. So we see from the Viter. So we see from this Mishnah that the reason why we were Mechalel Shabbos on every other month was not because it's a mitzvah to Mikadosh Shapiyariya, but rather because of the Takanas HaKorban, says the Gemara. Me de kul hu lav mishum de mitzvah Mikadosh Shapiyariya, by the fact that all the rest of the months we were not Mechalel Shabbos because it's a mitzvah to Kadosh HaPiyariya, so then Nisan v'Tishrei nami lav mishum de mitzvah to Kadosh HaPiyariya. So it must be that Nisan and Tishrei also were not because it's a mitzvah to Kadosh HaPiyariya. It must be that the reason why Nisan and Tishrei were also Mechulalim, were Mechalel Shabbos, is because of the Takanas HaKorban. It's because you gotta bring the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. Nothing to do with being a mitzvah Mekadosh HaPiyariya. That wasn't the reason why we did it specifically for Nisan and Tishrei.
Meaning the mitzvah HaPiyariya is not strong enough to Mekadosh Shabbos?
Right, it doesn't seem like it's strong enough. And how do I know that? Because the end of the Mishnah says that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, we were Mekadosh Shabbos on every single month. Why? Because Takanas HaKorban. But not because it's Mekadosh HaPiyariya. That wasn't the reason.
So we don't have to go hand in hand?
they so don't go hand in hand. Being Mekadosh HaPiyariya is a mitzvah.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right.
Oh, right here in front of the shul.
Right.
This is the
one. Yeah. So it says the Gemara now. It says the Gemara, E Amar Bishlama Zimnan Malay Zimnan Chaser. If you're going to tell me, so it makes sense, sometimes other is Malay. Sometimes it's Chaser. So then, Mishum Hachi Mechalolinan. So then it makes sense as to why specifically on Nisan we were Mechalel Shabbos. Why are we Mechalel Shabbos? Because we need to know exactly when Pesach is going to come out. But if you're going to tell me that always other is going to be chaser anyway, amai mechalalina. Why would we be mechalal? You can't tell me that we're mechalal because it's a mitzvah to Mikadosh HaPiyariya, because we just proved from the end of the Mishnah that that is not the reason why, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, that was not the reason why we were mechalal Shabbos. We were mechalal Shabbos because of Takanas HaKorban. So the only reason I can see as to why we would be Mechalel Shabbos would be because we absolutely need to know when Pesach is going to be. So sometimes it's Mali, sometimes it's Chaser. We need to be Mechalel Shabbos to be able to determine exactly when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So we know when Pesach is going to be. And so we know when. So the whole, essentially, the whole thing is
when to bring the carbon for Rosh Chodesh, not just when the Pesach.
What?
We also have to know what day to bring the carbon for Rosh Chodesh.
But we're saying after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Right? The beginning of the mission is saying after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we were Mechalel Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei. Why? You can't tell me because it's a mitzvah Mekadosh HaPiyariya. You can't tell me that. Why? Because the end of the Mishnah says that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, we were Mechalel Shabbos for all 12 months. And why was that? Not because it's a mitzvah Mekadosh HaPiyariya, but because some other reason. Takanas HaKorban. That was the reason. So don't tell me the reason is because of Mekadosh HaPiyariya. That's not the reason why we're Mechalel Shabbos. So it must be. The only reason why we're Mechalel Shabbos is because we need to determine when Pesach is going to be and when Yom Kippur and Sukkot are going to be. And that's why we do it for Nisan and Tishrei, and not because of Mitzvah Nekadosh HaPiyariya. So that's not the shot, and you must say, therefore, that Zimin Malay Zimin Chaser. To Yufta. So says the Gemara, yeah. Okay, you got a kasha on this. So now, the way we paskin, despite this kasha in the end, the way we paskin is...
Yeah, you don't paskin like this kasha, I guess.
The way we paskin is that that Adar, which is Samach LeNisan, is always going to be Chaser. That's the way we paskin.
So a fixed calendar, so everything's
going to be... If a fixed calendar, so it's a different Zach.
And if it's Adar, Shnati Bur.
Shnati Bur, Adar Sheni comes out...
2 days.
The first one is a Mali.
30.
It's a Mali. It's always a Mali. We have it always a Mali. And the second one is always going to be Chaser. That's the way our calendar works out. That's the way our calendar works out. Okay?
It was a variable Cheshvan Kislev.
A little bit. This is a little bit of a challenge in Gemara for those of you who don't, who didn't quite hop it. You can look at the you can listen to the MP4. Dan, have a blast. Somebody has to remind me to convert the MP4 to MP3. Otherwise, I'm going
to
forget.
Please don't forget to convert the MP4 to
MP3. All right. Please don't convert. Please don't convert.
This is the one conversion that's mutter. Here we go.
Yeah, this is the hard part, right? This is the hard. This is really hard, I think.
Oh, I thought this was very easy. Kiasa Ula. I thought it was pretty easy. I don't know. Let's see. Kiasa Ula. When Ula came down from, I want to say he's coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Is that correct? Is that the way the article has it? Yeah. Kiasa Ula. When Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar, he said, Ivruha le'elul. You should know that B'nai Eretz Yisrael were ma'aber elul. They made elul into a mullet. That was very atypical, by the way. Usually elul was a chaser. But here, he says, they made it a mullet. And Amar Ula, Ula says, Viter. He says...
All the time or one time thing?
This was a one-time thing. He came down special to Bavel to tell them, you should know, they made it a mullet, so don't go counting on a chaser month. Right? Typically, they were counting on a chaser month, so they would have a one-day chaser, and that would be it. This kind of inconvenienced them a little bit, because now they got to celebrate Rosh Hashanah as a two-dayer. But they were...
No.
Well,
one day.
According to Rashi, it was one day. I'm not going to get into it, but according to Rashi, it was one day. It's a Machlokas Rashi Tosafos and how they celebrated it, but I'm not going to get into it right now. At any rate, Ula said... He said like this, Yadi Chavrin Babloi, my friends in Bavel should know, my Tivusa Avdinan Bahadaihu, what favor B'nai Eretz Yisrael did with them, with the B'nai Bavel. The favor that Eretz Yisrael did for Bavel by making it a mullet. Why?
What mullet?
This is, Ula came to Bavel and said they made Elul a mullet. And you should know they did you a tremendous favor. He's talking to B'nai Bavel. They did you a tremendous favor.
That particular year, not every year.
That particular year.
Was a favor.
It was a favor. Why? What was the favor? Mighty Vusa, what is this favor that they did for him, for B'nai Bavel? Ula Amar Mishum Yarkaya. Ula said, if you'll remember, we had this on Yotesim and Beis. I briefly went over this. You can listen to the MP4 if you don't remember. Yes, because of the vegetables. Remember, if Yom Tov came out on Sunday or on Friday, they would have vegetables picked 2 days in advance, and the vegetables, and they would go, they would wilt.
What? Never refrigeration.
This is about Yom Kippur.
This was,
no, but now we're not talking about Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, we don't worry about vegetables because we don't need vegetables on Yom Kippur.
No, but I thought it was the thing about Yom Kippur falling on Friday or Sunday.
This is about Yom Tov falling out on Yom Tov. Hold on for
which
a second.
It is confusing. This might be. Sukkot or Yom Kippur, right? Are we talking about Yom Tov or are we talking about Yom Kippur? That's what
we're talking
confusing.
Here about Yom Tov, and because Yom Kippur, there's not shayach to eat vegetables. If you've been eating vegetables up until on Yom Kippur, I have to tell you, you shouldn't be doing that anymore.
I thought there was a thing about vegetables and the 2 days.
No, but the Messiah is applies to Yom Kippur.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get to Yom Kippur. Just hang on. Hang on with me. We're gonna get to Yom Kippur.
Dub it, wait, you gotta
relax. I'm telling you, all of your dreams are gonna come true in just 1 minute.
And more.
and more. You will earn yourself a chelik in Olam Haba. Just give me 1 minute. Okay. And I will give you Olam Haba. Okay?
One of those signs you see in
yeah, like, this is a sign you're going to get.
Broadway.
Exactly. Broadway. Right. 1 minute of Olam Haba, right? Olam Haba in a jar, right? Just ask Madonna. Okay. So Ula says because of Mishum Yarkaya. Ula says because of the vegetables. On Yom Tov, if Yom Tov falls out on Friday, then you got to pick the vegetables on Thursday night or whatever. You got to pick it out on Thursday night. And then you got wilting vegetables for Shabbos. That's not Kishmak. So because of that, we would be Ma'aber Elul in order to separate Yom Tov from Shabbos, making sure that Yom Tov does not fall out Samuch to Shabbos. Bein Lachareya, Bein Lefanel, whether it's on Thursday, on Friday, or on Sunday. Now, to address your question and to give you the Olam Haba you so desperately desire, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Mishum Messiah.
Rav Acher Bar Chanina says, I'll tell you why they were Ma'abir Elul, because of Messiah, because of the dead people. And remember, we discussed this also. Because, right, we don't want the dead people to be, the corpses to be...
They died on Friday, they can't be measured, they can't be...
Right, if they die on Friday, you can't bury them on Friday, can't bury them on Shabbos, they got to wait until Sunday, and they get all smelly and yucky.
On Yontif, they could be buried. It's only an issue on Yom Kippur, not on Yontif.
It's only an issue Messiah on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you can.
You can bury on Yom Kippur.
Right. So the issue of Messiah, as we'll see, is going to be an issue for Yom Kippur.
The Gemara is Yom Kippur.
The Gemara is going to flesh this out. The Gemara is going to flesh all this out. But yes.
Before we flesh it out, Rekaya is Yom Kippur and Messiah is Yom Kippur.
Yes. Because if we have a dead person on Friday or on Sunday, that would force us to delay the Kvura until... 2 days later, potentially, if the mace dies on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom, so that's not kishmak for the mace. Because of the mace, we're gonna be doche the day of Elul, separating, creating a separation of 1 day between Shabbos and Yom Tov, allowing us to bury our mace in
Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
Sorry. Shabbos and
Yom
Kippur.
We count 10 days ahead, and as we think what's gonna happen 10 days ahead, we figure it out.
Right, exactly. If this guy's on his way to dying, that's it.
So we figure out what the calendar is going to look like.
I know,
so
but we have to also know that there's going to be a guy dying.
No, we figure someone's going to die.
Somebody's going to die. Everybody's dying. Everybody's dying. So
it's a recession-proof business.
What?
It's a recession-proof business.
It is a recession-proof business, indeed. This whole Mekadosh Chodesh is a recession-proof business. So anyway, these are the two possibilities as to why we would make an Uber Chodesh. And this is the favor that they were doing for Bnei Bavel. Now, the Gemara later is going to ask, I'm not going to totally give it away, the Gemara later is going to ask, wait a minute, if it's because of vegetables and because of Mason, why is this a favor to the Babylonians any more to Bnei Eretz Yisrael? Okay, very good. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. We got to leave people in suspense. But here's the Teretz. Here says Gemara like this. My binayhu, what is the difference between Ula, who says it's because of vegetables, and Rav Acha Bar Chanina, who says it's because of the mace? What's the difference? Ika binayhu, I'll tell you there is a difference. Yom Kippur shechal yos achar Shabbos. What if Yom Kippur falls out after Shabbos? Now, if Yom Kippur falls out after Shabbos, meaning it's a Sunday Yom Kippur, so man da amar mishu mesayah, the one who says that we're going to be ma'aber elul because of the mesim, ma'rinan. So that would be a good reason why we should be ma'aber the chodesh. We need to separate Shabbos from Yom Kippur to create a day where we can do the kvura. Uman da amar mishum yarkaya, but the guy who says because of vegetables, le'emas kaboy luhu. When would you need vegetables? Le'orta. You would only need it Motzei Yom Kippur. Obviously, you're not going to need vegetables on Yom Kippur, and we're certainly not going to make a takana of being Ma'abra Elul for the few people who are sick and can't fast on Yom Kippur. We would never do that. So why would you need the vegetables? You would need them, at best, you would need them for Motzei Yom Kippur. Well, on Motzei Yom Kippur, Le'orta Tarech Umaisi, let people go out to their gardens and pick the vegetables on Motzei Yom Kippur. That would not be a good reason. Because of the vegetables would not be a good reason to be Ma'abir Elul if Yom Kippur were to fall out on Sunday. So that would be a good nafkamina between the guy who says Mishum Yarkaya and the guy who says Mishum Messiah.
But you can't see what you're picking at night.
Bring a flashlight.
Didn't we just say 2 seconds ago that the whole issue of Yarkaya is not on Yom Kippur? Why are we saying that the issue? Why didn't we just say before the issue of Yarkaya has nothing to do with Yom Kippur?
No, you said that. You said that, the Gemara didn't say that. I said wait until the Gemara flushes it out. You say before we flush it out.
Oh, so now... Okay.
I just flushed it. You flushed it, I flushed it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Make sense to me.
What?
Yeah. The Gemara originally said
it. Yeah, I didn't say it. You said it.
The Gemara originally says two reasons. That it could be for both.
Right, what? Right. As far as the Gemara was thinking, it was a reason for both. Now the Gemara is flushing it out and saying no. Messiah is only an issue for Yom Kippur. That's good. Okay. Very good. Ulamanda.
No, before Ulamanda.
That's right.
Whoa.
Can you eat vegetables on Yom Kippur?
Can't eat anything.
If you can't eat anything on Yom Kippur, then the guy who says the reason why we would be Ma'abar Elul is because of vegetables,
be
so
then
this would not,
pick
if
the vegetables.
Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday,
pick
it would not be a good
after Yom
reason
Yom
to be Ma'abar the Chodesh.
Okay,
why would we want to separate Shabbos?
I thought we just said a minute ago, contrary to what I thought, the Orta
is the evening. What's the Yom Kippur?
That the reason for vegetables is for Yom Kippur. Sukkot, not with Yom Kippur.
That's correct. That's exactly what we're saying. The guy who says we would be Ma'abar Elul because of vegetables would not have an issue if we were talking about Yom Kippur on Sunday. He would not say to be Ma'abar Elul. That's all we're saying.
Okay.
The guy who says vegetables is only thinking about Yom Tov. That's his only issue. That's his only issue. And therefore, if Yom Kippur fell on Sunday, he would say that we wouldn't have to be Ma'abr the Elul for that. That would not be a reason according to him. And the Gemara is going to challenge that.
What does this have to do with Bavel versus Eretz Yisrael with the whole Tova?
Exactly. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to what the Tova is with Bavel. That's sounds definitely like it should be just as big a Tova to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Why is this a Tova to Bavel is what you're asking, right?
Well, let's go. Come on. New Bavel.
Yeah, can you give me some kind of support here? I'm being left like this. Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Great. Thank you. Well, Amanda Amr Mishum Yarkaya. And the one who says because of Yarkaya, right? Even according to the guy who says we would only be Ma'abri El for Yarkaya, La'abri Mishum Messiah, doesn't he admit that we should still be Ma'abri El because of Messiah? Doesn't he admit that we're going to have Mesim and we're going to have Bizoy of Mace? I mean, you got to say that he agrees to that Svara. It's a logical Svara. So why wouldn't he also say if Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday, we should be Ma'abri El? So says the Gemara,
so
you're
could
right.
Do it, of course. What? So Goy could do it, obviously.
No, Goy cannot do it on Yom Kippur.
But no, on Rosh on Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, yes. But if Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, he should also say that we should be Ma'abri El, right? Even according to Yarkaya, he's going to admit to Messiah. He's got to admit. All this talk about Yarkaya and Messiah, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it reminds me of. It reminds me of
Chagadia.
Yeah, Chagadia, yeah. Chagadia. Right? Yarkaya, Messiah, Chagadia. It's fantastic. Okay.
Debraya.
What?
Debraya.
Debraya, sorry, Debraya, Tishya Chileda.
No, after I
yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Okay. He's in the rush at home.
Ella, Ika Benayhu. So rather the Gemara says, I'll tell you a different nafkamina. The nafkamina between Yarkaya and Messiah and the Sarah Debraya is Yom Tov Asamach LeShabbos. If Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, Bein Milfanel, Bein Melachareha. I'm not going to get involved in Tosas, don't even bring it up. I know he brings it up in the notes, I'm sure he does, but don't bring it up. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday or on Sunday, okay? If Yom Tov, meaning Sukkot, not Yom Kippur, let's say Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, they fall out on Friday and Sunday, that would be an Ika Benayhu. That would be a nafkamina between the guy who says Yarkaya and the guy who says Messiah. How so? The Gemara is going to say like this. Manda Amar Mishum Yarkaya. The guy who says that the reason why we're Ma'abri Elul is because of Yarkaya, Mavrinan. So yeah, if Yom Tov, meaning Sukkot, comes out on Friday or on Sunday, that would taka be a very good reason why we should be Ma'abri the Elul. But Umanda Amar Mishum Messiah, but the guy who says because of Mesim, no, Efshir Ba'amami. As we learned in Mesechus Beitza, for those of you who remember.
Messiah with regard to Sukkot or with regard to Yom Tov? No.
Sukkot is Yom Tov.
The whole discussion's about Yom Tov.
Yes, we're talking about Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring in a goy to do a kavura.
Even not Yom Tov Sheni, even Yom Tov Rishon. Even Yom Tov Rishon.
Yes, the Gemara in Beitza
actually
says... Nowadays
only Yom Tov Sheni, but even now you say even Yom Tov Rishon.
Yes, the Gemara in Beitza is explicit that it's really only Yom Tov Sheni. I don't know why we're assuming now it's also Yom Tov Rishon, but we are. Gemara says, Yom Tov Sheni Legabi Rabbanon Ki Kechol Shavuyo Rabbanon. I don't know exactly why the Gemara is assuming that it's also on Yom Tov Rishon. Lo Tzarachi, and I'm not sure exactly. But at any rate, the Gemara says, I'll tell you, there's a nafkamina between Messiah and Yarkaya when it comes to Yom Tov that comes out on Friday and Sunday. Why? Because if Friday or Sunday is a Yom Tov, we're going to have a problem of Yarkaya because we don't want wilted vegetables on the second day, Shabbos or Yom. We don't want it. But the guy who says
they can't pick vegetables on Yom Tov.
Correct. You can't pick Yom Tov vegetables on Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, when it comes to a Messiah, you can have a goy bury a mace on Yom Tov. We allow that according to Maseches Beitza, right? That was Rav and Maseches Beitza says we allow that. And therefore, according to the guy who says Messiah, he would say, well, actually, if Yom Tov falls out on Friday or Sunday, we don't have a problem. We don't have to be Ba'abri Elul for that.
Whoa.
One second.
The person dies on a Friday.
Dies on Friday. So, croaks on Friday.
So you can't bury him on Shabbos.
What? Friday.
Can't bury him on Shabbos. When is Yom Tov? Yom Tov is when?
Friday.
Dies on Friday.
You can't bury him on Friday night Shabbos.
You can bury him on Friday. You know why?
If it depends when he dies.
Get a goy. Right, exactly. But get a goy.
Okay.
Get a goy.
Unless it's too late in the day.
whatever. All right.
Yom Tov Goy. Get a Yom Tov Goy. Unless it's too late in the day, I'm not talking about that.
But this vegetable stuff is very interesting.
It's very yummy.
You can make halacha any way you want. Anyway. This Gemara, there's really no... There's no limits of what you can do.
Going weiter, Ulamanda Amar Mishum Mesaya, but says the Gemara, wait a minute, according to the one who says Mishum Mesaya, La'abre Mishum Yarkaya, doesn't he admit to the Yarkaya Svara? In other words, wouldn't he say also, even though, if Yom Tov falls out on Friday or Sunday, even though the Svara of Mesaya doesn't exist, would he not also admit to the Svara of Yarkaya to say that we don't want wilted vegetables? So why... Why is that a nafkamina? That guy would also admit to Yarkaya. So the Gemara says, no, he would not admit to Yarkaya. You know why? Because Efshar Bechamimi. Because it's possible to heat up. What you can do is, and this is a trick, I don't know if it actually works, for those of you who are experts in vegetables, you can rejuvenate all wilting vegetables by putting them in hot water. And therefore he would say, no, that Yarkaya is not a good svara because you can rejuvenate the wilting vegetables by putting them in hot water, and therefore he would say that that is not a good enough reason to be ma'abar elul. Yarkaya is not a good reason because on Yom Tov you can simply put them in hot water. You can cook on Yom Tov. So put them in hot water, rejuvenate the wilting vegetables, and therefore we will not have to be ma'abar elul just because of wilting vegetables. You can always throw them in hot water. Now, why the other guy, the guy who says Mishum Yarkaya, why he says Hamimi, putting it in hot water is not good enough, I'm not sure. It could just be that putting it in hot water is not a option.
It's not the same.
Maybe it's right. Maybe it's not the same thing. In other words, putting it in hot water, maybe it does rejuvenate to a degree, but it doesn't make them totally fresh. It just keeps them from, I guess, maybe either wilting more or maybe going, you know, maybe it improves them a little bit, but it doesn't create a 100%. It's not like a refurbished iPhone. What? Essentially cook them. Put them in hot water. Essentially cook them.
So it's not saying that you're rejuvenating in terms of making it more. It's saying you cook the vegetables, right?
Look at Rashi. Good question. Look at Rashi. The Ramazko b'chamimi. Okay? Not chabibi. Chamimi. Okay? It's the third to last skinny line in Rashi. Okay? B'chamimi. Shorim b'chamin. Soak them in hot water. The chozron lekadmusan, and they will return back to their original state. So, yes, that is interesting. It doesn't sound like from Rashi that you're cooking them, meaning for the sake of cooking them. It sounds like you're heating them up in order to help them revert back to their old state. So that Rashi is what led me to say that we're actually trying to...
Do this on Shabbos or on Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov. You can't do it on Shabbos. On Yom Tov.
So Yom Tov goes up before Shabbos, you have to do it right before Shabbos starts.
And if Yom Tov falls out afterwards, then you would do it right when Yom Tov comes in. Talk, whatever. Okay?
Whatever you want.
Actually, why wouldn't you? Why couldn't you use Kalish?
Good question, Taka. Maybe use a Kli Shlishi. Okay, very good.
Kli Shani.
What?
Kli Shani.
Kli Shani.
Doesn't
it click up the Kli? Could they click? Could they Klipa? No. They Klipa? No. What is a Kli Shani? No.
The light cookers.
Kali Hamavash. Kali Abishal. Okay, fine. The question is a vegetable a Kali Abishal? I don't know, but Kli Shishi. Good idea. Very good. Okay, Kli Shishi.
It's a Behetar.
That's great. This is Kishma. Okay.
What was this thing, the Laman Damar, that
I like this.
Yom Tov, according to Messiah?
I like it.
How does that work if we just said this you should not have the boy?
Yeah, he's
do
gonna,
the Kavura on Yom Tov.
Right.
Why is this even something that we're thinking?
You should learn Mishnah Berurah.
What consider?
Mishnah Berurah doesn't come.
No. Messiah.
According to the one who says Messiah.
On Yom Tov,
we're not. It's not an issue. You're right. He would not be Ma'aber Elul because of Messiah.
Messiah. This is with regard to Yom Tov.
Yes. Lamanda Amar Messiah, the one who says Messiah, La'abri Mishum Yarkaya. Doesn't he admit that Yarkaya is a good Svara? That's what we're saying. We're saying, shouldn't he admit to the Svara of Yarkaya?
But how does he even have a Svara of Messiah? Why is that? Why is there even such a person unless the person is ignorant?
You saying on Yom Tov?
Yeah, Yom Tov.
The only reason... The guy who says Messiah just says...
This whole discussion is about Yom Tov, only Yom Tov.
Right. Messiah would not exist.
It only exists in the case of Yom Kippur. You're right, where Yom Kippur falls out.
Then why is this even being said?
It's not being said. That guy would not say we're Ma'aber Elul in a case where Yom Kippur falls out on Friday.
Okay.
So that guy would have, Uchorah, he would not exist. But now the Gemara is bringing him back and saying, wait a minute, even he would admit to Yarkaya, though. Because Yarkaya is a good Svara. So even if he normally says Messiah would be a reason to be Ma'aber Elul, and this year where Yom Kippur falls out on Friday or Sunday, he should not be relevant. He should still admit to Yarkaya, and therefore we should still say Yarkaya is a good Svara. So the Gemara says, no, he is not saying Yarkaya because he holds a Chamimi. You could put it in hot water and you can revert its state back to its original status, and therefore he would say, I don't hold of Yarkaya at all. Yarkaya is not a good Svara to me. You hear? Tremendous. It's tremendous. I just gave you Olam Haba in a jar. I gave you Olam Haba in a jar.
So not everybody holds of Chamimi.
What?
Not everybody holds of Chamimi.
No, he holds of Chamimi. Right. He holds of Chamimi, but the guy who says Yarkaya would say Chamimi is not good enough for me. Chabibi is good enough for me, Chamimi is not. That's what he would say.
Yeah, he would say, I want fresh vegetables.
I want fresh vegetables. It's really interesting. This whole thing about vegetables is fascinating to me. I don't know if it was fascinating to you. It's fascinating. We're doing this whole rigmarole. We're doing a whole mibber. It's not even for like, what's Simchas Yom Tov? Buster or yayin? Right.
No,
buster
maybe,
or yayin? Buster
of yayin. Bread is like
what,
the main thing.
Where do we even get vegetables from? Like, where do we even see that?
It's a minor.
It's a minor. What? Vegetables. We're going to go like this.
No,
Ma'abra Elul, so that vegetables.
No, this shows you the opposite.
That?
This shows that vegetables is essential of the meal.
Yeah.
They're vegetarians.
But we don't really say that.
That's a proof they were vegetarians back then.
Yeah, vegetarians back then.
What do you think? Everybody had meat? No, not everybody.
Come on,
let's
go.
No, you don't think so. You think,
city folk.
You think that Taka people were Makai and Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov?
All
right, Tzarachian. I find it fascinating we're doing this whole thing for Yarkaya. But okay.
I also did. It's
very interesting. Anyway, to wrap up this part of the Gemara.
The vegans especially.
Very good. Vegans especially. Ihachi, says the Gemara, if so, Maishna Ladidon, this is going back to David's question, Maishna Ladidon, Afila Ladidhu. Yeah, yeah. Maishna Ladidon, why is this a tuvusa? Why is this a favor to Bnei Bavel? This should be a favor to everybody, every Jew across the world. This should be a favor. Whether it's Messiah or Yarkaya, every Jew across the world has to worry about these two concerns. So why is it only a Bavel issue? So says the Gemara, we should also say this is an issue for Bnei Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
It's just an issue for them. So the Gemara says, no, Lididan, for Bnei Bavel, for us, Chavilan Alma. The world is very hot. Bavel is extremely hot and extremely humid. And therefore, the vegetables wilt at an extremely rapid pace, and the mesim go bad.
The corpses decompose
extremely quickly in extreme heat and humidity. And therefore, for Bnei Bavel, it was a tremendous favor. For Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they would have been okay with not so bad vegetables, and the mesim would have been okay for 2 days. For Bnei Bavel, it was a big institution, though. Lidithu lo chavaluhu alma. For Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't so hot. So even in Beit Shemesh Taka, where it's hot, it's not humid. So therefore, we're able to preserve both our vegetables and our mason. Not necessarily in that order. You might want to preserve the mason before the vegetables, you know, depending on how close the relative was to you and how much you care about your dead body. But okay. Anyway, not for now. It's not for now. It's a discussion for a later date. Anyway, this quasi closes this sugya. But what comes out of this sugya, whether you hold the Arkaya, whether you hold Messiah, or whether you hold Asara Dibraya, or Tisha Yarchei Leda, whichever one you hold, these are reasons why the Beis Din would finagle and they would adjust the calendar. Now says the Gemara, really?
If that's the case.
Beis Din's allowed to play around with the calendar? Says the Gemara, ain't he? Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so, Joe. You can't just do that. You can't just play around with the calendar like you can play around with your 5-year-old. Vahat, what?
Joe happens to be a Jewish man.
Joe happens to be Yassi? Say it ain't so, Yassi. Doesn't sound as good. Vahatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel says, Yachol kishem shema avrenes hashana litzorech, kach ma avrenes hachodesh litzorech.
So Rabbi Bar Shmuel says, one might think that just like we could be ma'abra the shana letzorech, we're allowed to create, we're allowed to intercalate a month. Intercalate, it's in there, I promise. Just like you're allowed to intercalate, right? This is right around Thanksgiving time, so intercalate. You can intercalate a chodesh. I wouldn't know it, it's not for my clients. I might have no idea it's Thanksgiving. Anyway, just like we're allowed to be intercalate a month in the year in for a certain tzorech, the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses the different tzrochim, the different needs, why Beis Din saw fit to be ma'aber a shana, to create an extra month. But the Gemara here says, I might think that just like you can intercalate, you can add in a month, so too you can add in a day in the month, and you can make an Iber Chodesh if you want. Talmud Leimar, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Kazeh Ra'eh V'Kadesh. I want you to be Mekadesh this Levana. I want you to see it, and I want you to be Mekadesh it. Meaning, I don't want you to start fooling around with the calendar. I want you to look at the moon, say it's a moon, and be Mekadesh the moon based on when you see it. So, according to this shita of Rabba Bar Shmuel, we're not allowed to start playing around with the month to say, Yarkaya, Messiah, we're going to add in a day. Can't do that. You can't just arbitrarily and artificially create an extra day. So what's question the chat?
Ula who came by El, right? That's the question.
Ula testified that they did it. Ula said the reasons why they did it was because of Yarkaya.
It's
a question on how they could do it.
How they can do the El.
How could they do the El business? Right. So says the Gemara, Amarava, it's really Rabba. Okay, it's really Rabba, as we're going to see later on. Amarava, Rabba says, Lokasha. It's not a problem. It's not a problem with the fact that we want it to be ma'abir l'chodesh, even though this guy says we can't. Kan la'abro kan l'kadshon. If you're going to add an extra day, no, if you're going to add an extra day in the month, meaning you're going to make it in uber chodesh, you're going to make it a malay, that's okay. That you can do. And that was the Gemara that Ula was talking about, where he came in and he said, they were ma'abir l'chodesh. You're allowed to do that. But kan l'kadshon, meaning to make it a day earlier, when nobody saw the month, and to make it a chaser day, a chaser month, even though nobody saw it as a chaser, people only saw it on day 31, they didn't see the moon on day 30, to artificially make it a 30-day month, that would not be right. You cannot make such an institution. So says the Gemara, that's what the drasha means when it says, Kazeh Ra'eh V'Kadesh. I want you to be Mekadesh this Chodesh. I don't want you to start making things up and creating a 31-day Chodesh, making it a 30-day Chodesh. That you can't do.
Right, because it's still story. You're just delaying it for a day.
What? Right.
It's still Kazeh Ra'eh V'Kadesh, still applied.
Very good.
You're delaying it. You can't make up something that didn't happen yet.
Exactly. That's the point. The point is you're still being Mekayim, Kazeh Ra'eh V'Kadesh, because you're still being Mekadesh Chodesh HaPiyah L'Ra'iyah. But if you're making it up, if you're making up the Eidus and saying that you saw the moon on day 30 when in fact you didn't, that's illegal. That's what we call a false start, 5-yard penalty.
Why are they refusing to accept the what we said about the Korbono? That we do it automatically because we want to have it perfect.
What we do automatically nowadays?
Why does he have to go into this?
What do you mean? What do you mean, Rosh?
In other words, you don't have to discuss: is it Morley? Is it Chaser? You send them out, and they'll testify when it is exactly. You come back, and that's it. You're not gonna play around with it. 31 and make it 30. That's not their job. Their job is just to testify. This is when the moon was.
Yeah, but what we just said was you're allowed to do it for Yarkaya and Messiah.
That also wouldn't apply either.
What do you mean it wouldn't apply? We just applied it. We took Gemara just said they did it. Ula came back and he said they did it.
Yeah, because in Bavel it was very high.
Yeah.
So maybe in Bavel they did it and nowhere else.
Krum Svara.
What do you mean? No, that's exactly what the question is.
But they did it. But Eretz Yisrael did it. And they did it.
Right.
They,
yeah, because he went.
They
yeah.
did it to themselves for the sake of above them. But
yeah,
they did
yeah,
it for
a good deal for you.
Yeah, but they did it. They did it for everybody. They did it for everybody. The Gemara is saying clearly here. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is Machalik. According to Rabba, the Chilik is, if it's to be Ma'abr the Chodesh, that you can do. But if it's to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, to make it a false start, to make it earlier than it really, than they came and testified, that would be illegal. Illegal procedure. That is a That's a holding penalty right there. So, says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, V'hachi kamar. This is what the drasha that Rabba Bar Shmuel was actually saying. He says, V'hachi kamar. Yachol k'shem shema avren es hashana v'es hachodesh. Just, I might think that just as we can make intercalate a month in the year, and we can create a male month for a certain tzorech, like for Yarkaya and Mesaya, kach makashin es hachodesh tzorech. I might think that we can also create a chaser month if we have a certain tzorech for that. Talmud loymar hachodesh hazeh lachem. Therefore, the Torah teaches us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Kazeh Ra'eh V'Kadesh. You must testify al pi ha-ri'iyah. You cannot go making things up and saying that a Malei month is going to be chassid. That is an illegal procedure. You cannot do that. And V'chi Hada Amar Rav Shulman Levi, just like Rav Shulman Levi himself said, Ma'iminan al ha'edem al ha-chodesh shenira bizmanu la'avro. We are allowed to intimidate. We can put fear in the witnesses, in order to make them say that a 30-day month is actually a 31-day month. We can actually have them come back, come the following day, and say that they saw it the following day. But what we are not allowed to do is to tell Edim, who didn't see a clear month on day 30, that, no, you really saw a Levana. What you saw was really a Levana on day 30. Even if they're coming on day 31, we cannot intimidate them to make them testify that they saw it on day 30. If they're not clear about day 30, you cannot intimidate them to make them testify and make it an earlier month. So that's the Shita of Rabbah. The Shita of Rabbah is that when we are adding a day in the month, that you can do. But when we are making it a chaser month, you're not allowed to arbitrarily and artificially create a chaser month. That you cannot do. That we're not going to allow you to do.
It brings proof from Yeshua ben Levi.
And brings a proof from Yeshua ben Levi. But says the Gemara, Aini, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. Yasi? Say it ain't so, Yasi. V'ha shalach le Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. But Rabbi Yehuda Nesia sent to Rabbi Ami. He sent to Rabbi Ami, and he said, Havu Yodin, you should know, Shekol Yamav Shel Rabbi Yochanan, that in all the days of Rabbi Yochanan, Hayam Melamdenu, he used to teach us, Ma'iminan al Ha'edim al Ha'chodesh Shelo Nira Bizmano Lekadsho. We would intimidate witnesses to that did not see the month, the moon, clearly on day 30, and they would come in on day 31, we would intimidate them to testify that they actually saw the moon on day 30, which is a wowzer. It was a wowzer. We would actually have them testify on a day that they weren't clear about, have them testify that they saw it earlier if we needed to do such a thing. And afapi shelo ra'uhu, even though they didn't see it clearly, yomru ra'inu. They can say, we'll have them say that they did see it clearly and that it was in fact a levana. So says the Gemara, at this point, the Gemara is saying, no, it's not true. You want to tell me that we do not create, artificially create a chaser month? We see, according to this, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we do create a chaser month. We can intimidate witnesses to make a 29-day month, even though they didn't necessarily see it so clearly in day 30.
They're lying.
They're essentially lying. They're essentially not telling the absolute truth. It's a pella. And it's a pella.
Okay. Yeshua has an explanation.
But oh, it says a man who sees the Pnei Yeshua.
Let's not get into it. No, okay. That's the explanation, because it doesn't make any sense.
I know. Yes. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, what's the pshat of it? So now the Gemara has a problem, because we just said that we're not going to intimidate witnesses to create a 29-day month, but here we just said, no, we do it. So what's the pshat? So Amar Abaye lo kasha. Ha b'nisan v'tishrei ha b'shar yarchi. When it's Nisan and Tishrei, and we're absolutely forced, we need to create it so that Nisan and Tishrei come out, so that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot fall out on certain days, we're going to artificially make the Edim come and testify about a shorter month. Even though it's not Gishmak, we make him do it because we need
for Pesach. Because of Yarkaya, possibly, right? Messiah, that relates to that?
But here we're saying that because of Nisan and Tishrei, we're going to create a chaser month. Because of Yakari Mitzai, maybe you're right. Maybe because of... No, but that would... Maybe.
If you're just a month, whether Yakari or Mitzai could be making it shorter also. Could be making a chaser also. But that's maybe. Nisan, but that's this year. That's not necessarily Nisan. Nisan's other considerations.
Be Nisan too, no?
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, we said Nisan is going to be 20.
So maybe, yeah, maybe. So because of Nisan and Tishrei, which are major holidays, Nisan, so we are going to, on occasion, we are
whatever
going
considerations
to.
There are.
Okay. Whatever the considerations are, we are going to, on occasion, intimidate witnesses to testify about a moon that they didn't necessarily see. But on the rest of the months, where it isn't relevant, it isn't as relevant to do it, we're not going to make the Eidim, we're not going to switch around artificially, move around the calendar, and intimidate witnesses to testify about a month that didn't necessarily, they didn't necessarily see
problems. Because against Kazeri have a Kaddish, because they're lying.
Are you putting at risk Eidim not coming to testify when they lose the strategy? And what Eidim want to testify if they're going to be bullied into doing things that aren't, from their perspective, the truth?
No, but they needed it because you can't have them, you can't have nothing and Shabbos.
Yeah, but he's saying.
Would you want to come testify if you had like five goons over you?
Right. Yeah, these big adolim over you saying, you know, you really saw this. Man, I don't.
What were they even doing there to begin with? Yeah, obviously that's what he explains. The issue where they came originally, and then they weren't sure, so they changed their mind. Rest of quarantine. What were they even doing there to begin with? Aid?
Right.
That's so schlepping people
the way
to Beis Din.
Understands this. That's schlepping people to Beis Din. Came in to testify about day 30th, and then when they were thinking about it more, they're like, you know what? Maybe it wasn't the moon. Maybe it was just clouds.
Right.
And so they backed off. So in case certain cases, like in Nisan and Tishrei,
where the Eidim had a suffix.
Yes, the Eidim were mesupik, right. Whether it was a cloud or whether it was a moon. Exactly. They came in, but they weren't.
They weren't sure.
It wasn't full changing the das.
No. We're not changing the das around. We are instead
going with the suffix.
We're going with the suffix and encouraging them to
go with the suffix, or we break your neck.
Exactly.
Because going to your questions, what would they be doing there?
When you really saw
right,
moon.
They have to be there for a reason. Because what they were being, we're not going to schlep Eidim to lie.
Correct.
Eidim were there already.
Correct.
So once they're there already, we can intimidate them.
Yeah, that makes better sense. That makes better sense. Okay.
Give them a little cash on
so that's what the Gemara says at this point. So again, we had the Gemara before that said, how can you tell me that we are artificially going to change things around for the for certain Tzorech when Rabba Bar Shmuel says you can't do that, right? And the Gemara said, no, he didn't mean that you can't do that. He just meant that you're not allowed to make a Chasser month, but you're allowed to make a Mali month. Now the Gemara gives a different Teretz. Rava Amar. Rava says a different Teretz. Ha Detani Rabba Bar Shmuel. That which Rabba Bar Shmuel said, that you're not allowed to change the months around. Acherim hi. That is the opinion of Acherim. And the opinion of Acherim is the Sanyel. We have a brisa that says, Acherim omrim, ein bein atzeres la atzeres, ve ein bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah. We had this before, by the way. There is no difference between Shavuos on year one and Shavuos on year two and Rosh Hashanah in year one and Rosh Hashanah is in year two El Adalid Yamin Bilvad. The difference is 4 days. What does that mean, the difference is 4 days? It means that if Shavuos fell out on Sunday in year one, then in year two Shavuos is going to come out on Thursday, 4 days later. Year two is going to be Shavuos is going to be on Thursday. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, Rosh Hashanah year two is going to be Thursday. Why does he say that? Because he says the year is always 354 days long, right? That's the lunar year is 354 days. Now, 354 days, 350 days is 50 cycles of 7 days, 50 cycles of complete weeks. And that means that leaves over 4 days, 54 minus 350, that leaves over 4 days that are not complete weeks. So 4 days beyond that complete week. So if you go 50 cycles of 7 days, and Shavuos was on Sunday, you go 50 cycles, you come out to Sunday, plus four is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so too with Rosh Hashanah. If you go 354 days, you'll go 50 cycles of seven. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, you go 50 cycles of 7, you'll come out with Sunday, plus 4 is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Acherim says, we always have months that go like this. Malei Chasser, Malei Chasser, Malei Chasser, Malei Chasser, Malei Chasser, V'chulei. It goes throughout the calendar years, the calendar months, 12 months of Malei Chasser, Malei Chasser, Malei Chasser. And that's the way
nowadays.
It goes. What?
Nowadays, it's not the case.
That is not the case nowadays. Nowadays, we have
Cheshvan and Kislev.
Cheshvan and Kislev, which are variable. They are not
yesterday
fixed.
Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And some years
variable cost, fixed cost, right? Cost accounting. This is all.
Some years Rosh Chodesh Kislev was 2 days, not 1 day like yesterday.
What?
Some years Rosh Chodesh Kislev yesterday was 2 day Rosh Chodesh. This year was a 1 day Rosh Chodesh.
Ah.
Ah. Cheshvan and Kislev.
Ah.
And Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Tevis.
So what comes out?
How does this answer the question? Then?
It answers the question because the Gemara said before. How can you tell me that?
Ula is
right. Ula is the one who said that you can be ma'aber. You can be aber the shana.
Play around with it. Right.
Rabbi Bar Shmuel said.
You don't play around.
Yachol k'shem shavnis hashana l'sorach kav ma'avnis hachodesh l'tzorech tamalom hachodesh hazalachem rosh chodesh and kazei ra'ei v'kadesh.
How does it answer the question?
How does it answer the question? 1 second. Good question. How does this answer the question?
I'll tell you what the note says if you want.
No. Wait, 1 second.
It's a good question, right? Because we're supposed to be answering a question now. Acherim is a minority opinion. Acherim doesn't count.
Acherim is a minority
opinion. Acherim doesn't count. They're only Acherim. They're only
others. That's exactly. That's exactly right. So this opinion of Rabbi Bar Shmuel who says that you might think that you're allowed to be Ma'aber the Chodesh just like you'd be Ma'aber Hashana, Kamash Balan, you cannot do that. That is a minority opinion. Therefore, it's not a sphira to what we said before about Bezdin being able to be Ma'aber Chodesh. They're able to be Ma'aber Chodesh. And you want to tell me Rabbi Bar Shmuel? Rabbi Bar Shmuel is the opinion of Acherim. He's a minority opinion. We're not going to pay attention to minority
How's
opinion.
How's Rabbi Bar Shmuel equal Acherim?
He says the same thing. He says, you might think that you could be Ma'aber Chodesh, Kamash Balan. You're not allowed to artificially create an Ibra Chodesh. You have to go fall. Yeah, you go fixed. 2930, 2930, 2930. It's always fixed. You can't just arbitrarily say, because of Mesai or Yarkaya or Tishyachileda, you're going to all of a sudden do that. You can't just do that. So again, Acherim says there's no difference between from one Atzeres to another Atzeres is 4 days.
It is nowadays.
Vim Haisa Shanim Uberes Chamisha. And if it's a leap year, then it comes out to 5 days.
It's an extra 29. It's extra one.
Because a leap year is always a 29 day month.
What about the remainder?
Right. The remainder is one because 29 days goes into 7 4 times, meaning there are 4 cycles of 7 days in a 29-day month, plus 1.
29th.
And the 29th is the extra 1 day, so that 1 day plus the 4
like
is
February,
5.
Right.
So now, we're gonna wrap up in 2 minutes. This is a long one. I told you guys it was going to be long. I did not lie.
So you're intimidated about this?
No, exactly. So says the Gemara, Rav Dimi min Arda masni ipcha. Rav Dimi min Arda says the opposite. He's going to throw a monkey wrench into what we just said. He says, we do intimidate witnesses to create an earlier month, to create a chaser month, but we do not intimidate witnesses to say that it comes later.
The opposite.
Why? It's the opposite of what we just said until now. Why? What's his reasoning? His reason is my taima. Because hi mechzik kishikra. If you tell Adim that are coming on day 30 to testify about a 29-day month, that we're going to make them lie and create a 30-day month, that's going to be a problem. That's mechzik kishikra. That looks like sheker.
Everyone else
Why?
Saw the same moon.
Because everybody else on day 29, on day 30, everybody else saw the new moon. And now you're going to tell me that it's an uber chodesh. These guys are coming in and testifying about a later moon. No way. Everybody saw that it's a chaser month. Everybody's going to say, come on. This is a joke.
You're making a joke
so
out of the religion.
Kishikra. You're making a joke out of this religion. So you can't do that. But to say that it's a, to make it earlier, nobody's going to challenge it. They're just going to say, hey, the witnesses saw.
One guy saw he had good eyesight.
He saw it an earlier moon. Right. We didn't see it, but he saw
it.
Okay.
It's more important how it looks than the real than lying. That's what he comes out. What people will say and what people will look. And the integrity of the religion is worth it for lying. You could lie for the sake of integrity.
Right. Well, according to Pnei Yeshua, it might not even be a lie. It might be that they saw. It might be that they saw a cloud. It might be that they saw a moon. We don't know if they're lying, but we're going to allow us to stretch the truth, or at least to maneuver things so that it comes out in a certain way, in order to make things work out well
because they were there, really, so they were ready, so they sure, right? But it's not like we're totally lying.
I have a better idea.
What's your idea? This I gotta hear.
You have
Bezdin's Hasidic
Bar. Oh, this is 1 hour and 8 minutes. This is a doozy.
It's the longest time I've ever
had. Wow. I was the one who...
Why can't you have Bezdin's in Eretz Yisrael, Bezdin's in Bavel, and they'll send that...